All right, 33 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan and a voice you've heard before on this show. Jeff Whelan is joining me. He's a home builder in the greater Cincinnati area, and he's a custom home builder. And, Jeff, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan once again. How are you?
Hey, Gary, great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, in my notes, after I talked to you, see if you could join us, and thank you for joining us, one of the first things I wrote down to talk about is, wow, how things have changed in home building in the last 2 years.
Wow. They change every day, you know?
Oh, my goodness. They really changed.
But about our job.
Yeah, but even design of homes, are you finding people's desires and wants are different?
You know, I think that their needs become different, and that they start focusing on some of those things. So when we come out of COVID, people are looking to continue to work from home a little more often, and if not full time. So it went from the old school where somebody needed an office so they could put this great big desk in there and kind of feed their ego, to where now they need an office because they're going to be planning on working there. And and so that's a really important part. And you know, both of the people in the family, they work, and so now you need two office spaces or one large enough to fit two people. And so that's a big difference. And then, you know, the other thing we noticed, and you'd probably notice it in our home rama houses last year, was that we were constantly trying to bring the outside in and the inside out. So on that first floor, we're trying to put this huge rear-covered entertainment area, opening it up into the great room, opening up into the kitchen and breakfast area, to the point where you can have these big doors that just let everybody kind of walk freely. And you do that by, you know, not putting as many walls in there. You do it as by keeping the consistent flooring throughout, and you let them kind of entertain themselves as you go through that whole first floor. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah. So open floor plans are still as important as they were 10 years ago. I'm not really sure when that all started. Probably longer than that.
You know, I'd say it's probably about 10 years ago. I mean, I remember in our 2013 and 14 Rama houses, it was a big goal of ours to open up that kitchen and dining area without having an official dining room. Mm-hmm. And then also opening it up to the great room. And I think even then we probably closed off the foyer a little bit. But then since then, everything opens up as you walk in the front door, and especially if we have a ranch, the whole thing is just open. And it's, you know, you have to plan for things like that. Everybody wants it open, and then you don't have as much furniture. You don't have as much art. You don't have a lot of things because you don't have any wall space to worry about.
Right. Jeff, if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about your company. I know it's a multi-generational company of home builders, and just tell me a little bit about your company, how many homes you do, and then maybe wrap up at the end the difference of a custom home builder and a track home builder.
Sure. So, you know, Whelan Builders has been around greater Cincinnati building houses for our family. He's probably been doing it for more than 75 years. And, you know, we seem to carry a legacy in this business, and especially in Southwest Ohio, is for our quality and you know, a lot of our work through the Home Builders Association and giving back to our industry. We are a high-end, and for me, that means that, you know, when you come to us, we want to start from scratch, you know, or we can start from a plan that we've drawn before to put some similar features in there. But we take everything that we want as much information from you as possible, and we start designing your home, and we go from there. That to me means custom. I think custom means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But you know, we build all Southwest Ohio, so we go from Indiana all the way over to, you know, east of Milford and Batavia. And we go, you know, as far north as north of Dayton, and then down to the river in Cincinnati. So we cover a wide area. And, you know, my goal is to build as few houses as possible with still being able to make our budget, which is $12 million a year. And I hey, how are you going to grow that company? And I'm like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. I don't want to get any bigger than this. I want to make sure that we can build these custom houses and give our customers the attention they deserve, and give the houses the attention they deserve while everybody's still making money in our company. So it's been going on a long time, and we really enjoy it.
Yeah. How has technology changed home building?
You know, just as far as what we put into the houses, everything changes, you know, is how we have this low voltage system that's in this house, where anything from the technology of the speakers that we're using for sound systems, the technology of security systems, cameras, I mean, people are, you can go crazy with this. And you know, probably more importantly, how we control our heating and air conditioning systems, whether you're using our Carrier thermostat, or you're using a Nest or something, how it's talking to each other, how the furnace talks to itself inside itself. That's one thing. And then the other biggest thing is, and I always sound like an old guy when I start talking about this, but you know, is how we build these houses. You know, when I first graduated college and came home, I didn't even have a cell phone. And right. I had a voice pager, you know, where I had to, somebody would call me and leave me a message on the voice pager. I'd have to go down to the gas station and call people from the payphone. Right. And so now, you know, I mean, everything's changed. Communication wise has changed so much because we have email, we have text messages, we have, you know, if you want to do a phone call and Facebook, I mean, whatever you want to communicate, there's no reason not to have that communication. So it goes both ways. You know, what we're putting in these houses and how we operate.
If somebody's contemplating in, you know, building a custom home, this is for people across the country, where should they start before even contacting a builder? I mean, is it budget? Should they look at plans? Where do they kind of start scratching the surface of this process?
I think it's all of the above. You want to definitely be conscious of what your budget is and understand what it is going into it. So you can be honest with your builder about what you can spend and where you want to be at. And that includes your house and your home site and any visions you have for that. As far as searching for a builder, you know, I always tell everybody just go to WhelandBuilders.com, but that's probably not fair across the country, you know? So what we always say, we always tell everybody, I always tell people, you know, you don't go talk to 15 or 20 builders. And you know, if you can narrow it down to one or two, you know, I think that's really good. You've got to feel comfortable with that person, with that builder. And if you're building a custom house, you need to be able to talk to the builder and make sure that builder is communicating with you. And we have a whole host of people that work for us in our company and our systems that we put in place. But I want to make sure that it goes two ways. One is they feel comfortable communicating with me and my company, and I feel comfortable communicating with them and their family. And that's the biggest thing. And because if you click, then it's going to be a great experience. And if you don't, it's going to be the worst experience of your life.
Right.
And I just can't tell you how many people I talk to, because I stand in Homerama year after year and I talk to people. And one of my first opening questions is, "Oh, who built your house?" And I can't tell you how many times people roll their eyes or they get upset and they go, "Oh," and I'm like, "What happened?" Yeah. You know, and 9 times out of 10, they got a great house. They just didn't enjoy their experience, and probably what it was communication. So you have to have that good relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And this might be a little unfair question. I mean, you're a custom home builder, so my guess is, you know, you're in the upper price points, but a lot of people may be looking at track homes and things like that. How has building changed in terms of keeping these houses more affordable? I would guess in a custom home, that's not quite as big of a problem. People want what they want, right? In a track home, maybe it's more what they can afford more than what they really want. How do you do it in materials to kind of hold that cost down?
Well, believe it or not, you know, that every time you build a house, whether we're building a house for $3 or $4 million or you're building a house for $150,000, there's a budget in there somewhere.
Right.
And there is somebody's pocketbook is allowing them to guide them through this process. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, where the advantage comes from a more of a production style builder is they have neighborhoods and they have plans fixed. And they have fixed options that you're going to choose from, and they could, some of them on the lower end, you're gonna start out with a very, very basics, and then you're going to go in through selections, and you're going to choose and allow your pocketbook to guide you what you can choose. And that's usually even on up, you know, it just depends on where you start at with that price point and what the inclusions are. It's a very simple process, I think, when you get into that. And then the other thing is the production guys, they don't want to make changes. They don't want to make random changes. And they want you to go through selections, make your decisions, and then let them build the house. And they want to get in there and get out of there. And their goal is quantity and moving through and making sure that you have a good experience. Where custom building is more of, we need a lot. It's a partnership, and we need a lot of time from you, and we're going to do whatever you want us to do, pretty much, as long as your budget allows you to. And we still have to have those budget conversations, and you know, you still have to go through selections and you go through plans designs. And when we're going through the plan design, we have that conversation quite a bit about money and saying, this is going to cost this much more money, or you realize this is going to add a few more dollars to it, or this is where mm-hmm. we can save some money. And there's tons of tricks. I can tell you, I tell people this all the time, is that I can go out every single day of the week, and so can you, and you can find somebody who's going to do it cheaper. But it's not going to be probably the way that you wanted it to be. It's probably not going to be the process that you wanted to be, and it's not going to be the quality of materials that you want it to be. So mm-hmm. you can go through that game all day long, but you got to make sure you're comfortable with what you're getting through that
right.
through that whole deal.
Right.
You have to know what you're getting in the end, because if you got a great deal on the money side of it, you're probably not going to get a great deal on the quality side of it, and that's yeah. a hard balance.
Well, and that's what's so great with you folks at Wheeling, quite honestly, is the ability to communicate. It sounds so simple, but it's the number one necessity if you're going to build a home. You know, you just got to be honest with things. And you're so right. Everybody has a budget. Everybody.
Everybody.
And,
everybody,
you know, just being honest and upfront and having that communication, you're more than likely to end up with what you want. And boy,
absolutely.
If you just think you know it all and you're not communicating it, that's never good. Can I steal about 10 more minutes of your time, Jeff, and take a little break
absolutely.
And come back? All right, very good. Thanks,
absolutely.
Jeff Wheeling. He's my guest. He is a home builder in the greater Cincinnati area, southwest Ohio, Indiana, and does a great job. And a custom home builder. We're kind of tapping his brain and getting some information. We'll take a little break, come back, and join Jeff. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary.